I am so excited for this bonus episode where I had asked you guys to ask me some questions, and you guys did. I begged you a little bit. Thank you for asking me questions. So I'm just going to jump right in this bonus episode. I want it to be a quick 15, 20 minutes tops for you for an extra little read for an extra little listen, because this isn't a book. It's a podcast, Missy. Okay. My question that I'm going to start with is, what book are you currently reading? Do you see where I got mixed up there? Okay. What book am I currently reading? I am rereading Power of Vulnerability by Brené Brown. I just started listening to it again. One thing about me is I multitask, and so I listen to audibles, and then I have to re-listen to them, A, to be re-inspired, but B, to pick up things I missed. I love this book because Brené talks about to feel is to be vulnerable. I love happiness. I love joy. I love feeling fulfilled, and I do not like to sit in sadness or weakness, uncomfy feelings. And The Power of Vulnerability really highlights that it is not a weakness to feel the uncomfortable and the sadness. It connects us. It brings love and joy and empathy. It helps us feeling like we are enough, because a lot of the times we don't feel like we're enough, especially living in a culture of never enough. So anyways, Power of Vulnerability, if you haven't read it, you have to read it or listen to it if you do Audible. It's just really helped me so much in this entrepreneurial journey as well. Another question someone asked is, what's your best piece of advice, affirmation, quote you go back to and repeat a lot? So I'm a big quote, Bible verse, song lyric type of person. And one that has really stuck with me that it's actually a song that I listened to 3, 4, 5 years ago. I don't even know the timeline on that, but it's by India Ari. And it's called I Am Light. And it is just such a beautiful song. Struggling with anxieties of the day, just stress overload, this song I listened to and it just melted away. It says I am light about 100 million times in the song, in the chorus, but it's so beautiful. But the pieces that I wanted to share with you are just so beautiful. I am light. I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I'm not the mistakes that I have made or any of the things that have caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am not the color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul inside is all light. I am divinity defined. I am the God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it all. I am light. So I would love to play it for you, but it's going to sound really crackly on this recording. So I will also post the Spotify link to this song. Please go listen to it if you are someone who loves just beautiful songs that just make your heart weep with happiness. This song really helps me out. And although I don't repeat the song in my head when I'm like stressed out, however, when I'm stressed or just feeling like not enough, I just try to remember I am light. I am nothing that has happened to me. I am nothing that I've done. I am just a piece of it all. And so anyways, that is something that I wanted to share with you. So thank you for asking. Another question was, how are you so good at keeping up with all your relationships? Hee hee, ha ha. Okay. I do have a lot of relationships, a lot of friends, a lot of acquaintances, a lot of connections, a lot of people in my life. There are seasons to relationships. I have relationships that struggle. There are relationships that have high expectations, low expectations. I, number one, won't be disrespected in any relationships. I will not be held to any expectations. Therefore, I will not disrespect anyone in any relationship, and I will not hold expectations either. And so I could go on and on with this. However, the question was, how are you so good at keeping up with all your relationships? Keeping up with them isn't the hard part. Keeping up with them with no expectations is the hard part. So one thing that is really helpful for me to keep up good relationships is having little to no expectations of the other person. Knowing that we're all busy, knowing that we all have a lot of stuff on our plate, knowing that every season of life is different. And my relationship with my husband is going to go through seasons. My relationship with my best friends, my relationship with someone I'm working closely with, coworkers, you spend every day with them and then you don't work anymore, and or you don't work there anymore and you don't see them every day. And so that relationship changes. You don't see them every day. So everything has a season, but the two things that help me maintain a good relationship is mutual respect and mutual expectations. And so the ones that I have lost or are struggling, they have little to no respect or expectations are too high and it's just unhealthy. So is that too much? It's the truth. So there you go. That is how I'm going to answer that question. Another one. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Okay. Would you rather talk to animals or speak every language? Easy. Speak every language. I do not want to know what animals are thinking. Nope. Not interested. Love animals, but I don't want to know what they're thinking. I would want to speak every language so I could talk to everyone. Oh, so I could speak every language. And then I could just connect, and communication would be so easy. Yeah, that's my answer. I want to know what you guys would do. Another question. What truly made me start this podcast? Truly, what made me start this podcast was I wanted to share stories. I wanted to connect. I wanted to keep connecting with people that I am working with, that I have relationships with. Not only for me, but those that I get to talk to or who will listen, I want them to be inspired. I want to be inspired. And anyone who's listening, I want you to hopefully take a little piece of light or inspiration from whoever is on this podcast, whether it be, you know, a business I work with, a photo client, my best friend, or a bonus episode. I would love to also have this podcast become more with these connections and relationships. I would love it to become an event or a conference or a speaking engagement someday. I don't know. Starting this podcast was another way to keep building relationships. So that is why I started. Another question is, what is something you want to start doing and something you want to stop doing? And this is such a great question. And I want to answer it like 100 times, but I'm just going to answer it once. And I'm going to keep it pretty brief. Something I want to start doing is I want to start traveling even more to connect with different people, brands, businesses through photography. So I do have a little road trip set up in a couple weeks to hit up Texas and Arizona to do some photographing of people. And then this June, I get to travel and photograph an amazing artist in her element in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm super excited for just the opportunity to do that, the stunning visuals and the moments that we're going to get to capture. I'm so excited. That is what I want to start doing. If you are listening to this and you do not live close to me, good, because I want to see you. I want to come to you and photograph you. One thing I want to stop doing is procrastinating my taxes. So that's on the agenda for this weekend. That's what I want to stop doing. Another question is, and it piggybacks off the podcast one, is what would you say to someone who wants to start a podcast or start a little side business? And I would just say, do it. That's what I would tell them. Just do it. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to fail and start something else? Okay, good. You're going to learn. And then also learn everything you can before you totally jump in. Don't strive for perfection, but you're going to have to know what you're talking about or selling, right? Have a loose plan. Prepare to work your butt off, but also put blinders up. Try to cut the noise of people saying, well, what about this? What about that? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? How does that make any sense? Why are you doing this? Okay, cool. Worry about yourself. Thanks. Bye. Just do it. Another question is, what has been your favorite part of your self-employment journey this far? I would say time freedom, and I get to make the rules. That is exactly why I love being an entrepreneur, working for myself. There is a lot of hard with it. Just like working for someone else, there's a lot of heart, and I'm just choosing my heart right there. That's all it is. Okay, last question. What is my favorite go-to recipe right now? And I will say anything that I can smash between a tortilla, okay? Like a quesadilla, a smash taco. We do some breakfast quesadillas in the morning. I just made some buffalo chicken quesadillas last night. It's a protein, a sauce, a cheese, and then a lettuce or topping of choice. It's just going really well for me. I found these great low-carb tomato tortillas, sun-dried tomato tortillas. Anyways, that is my favorite go-to recipe right now. And then what is something, the last question. Okay, this is the last question. What is something you're loving right now? Right now, I am loving just the calm before the storm of the sense of, okay, it just snowed and everyone's hunkering down and we didn't get that much in Minnesota this year or at all. And so I love just like the still of that, because I know in the next couple weeks, it's going to be go time and it's going to be sunshine and it's going to be soaking up a Minnesota summer. So that's what I'm loving right now. Just the stillness and quietness of being hunkered up inside. All right, everyone. Thank you for answering my call out to ask me some questions. I hope these helped you out a little bit. I hope they inspired you a little bit. I hope whatever you wanted to get from listening to this podcast, you got. Okay. I love you. We'll chat real soon. And that's that. Repeat after me. I am light. Okay. Bye. All right, you guys, that is a wrap for today's episode of The Evening Edit. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking time out of your day to just hang out with me. Remember, you can catch a new episode every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, with the bonus episodes dropping every now and then too. If you would like to share your own story or work with me, email at hello@missyjonesphotography.com. And I would love to hear from you. That is it, you guys. TTYL. Love ya.